Wisconsin's Afternoon News is on the air, broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee.
I think I know where you're going, and it's pretty innovative.
And a called third strike with a fastball at 101. Jacob Mizorowski lighting up the radar gun, and he has retired 11 in a row.
Here are your hosts, John McCure and Julia Fellow.
And our guy, Lane Grindle, Brewers broadcaster. Hello, Lane.
Hello.
All right, check this out. I want to play this for you. This is the play-by-play for when Jackson Churio got injured a couple of days ago at AAA Nashville. Listen to this, then we're going to ask you about it, Lane.
Here's the 1-1, and Churio fouls it away, and that one got a piece of Churio, and he hobbles out of the box on his right leg to keep the left foot from being on the ground, and he is in some agony. This is the last thing the Brewers need.
And the first thing they need, Lane, is that he's been activated. So whether he plays or not is a different story, but that must be an indicator that it's nothing serious. Is that right?
Yeah, he's been activated, and he's in the lineup tonight. He's starting in left field and batting second. So very good news. He's still a little sore there, but the Brewers feel confident enough that he can go out there and get into the action right away. So that's great news for the Brewers, and I think just great news for everybody. It's really good news for the manager because it's just a little bit easier to fill up that lineup card every single day knowing that you got Jackson Churio and Andrew Vaughn available to you now. This group's done a really nice job, frankly, without so many big bats. It's kind of incredible that they've been able to put up as many runs as they have. They've had to do it maybe a little unconventionally. There's not a lot of slug in there and home runs, but they've played a specific style of baseball, and they've had to, and they've made it work. But it'll be nice to get some of these big bats back.
Talk about Vaughn. How big a deal is it having Vaughn back? Everybody talks about Churio, but Vaughn's a big part of this lineup too.
Yeah, I mean, look, when he came to the Brewers last year and he spent about a month in AAA and then they elevated him after the Hoskins injury, right after the 4th of July, that's when this team took it to an even greater gear, right? Like, they shifted into fifth gear at that point. And it felt like 3 weeks before he even experienced a loss. It wasn't that, but that's how good the Brewers played when he first came up. He was such a big part of the 2025 team and their success. He had so many big moments and big swings. It's a really big deal for the Brewers to have him back. And frankly, it lightens the load on some other guys. I mean, Jake Bowers has had to be an everyday player, and he's handled it really well. And he's had to face a lot of left-handed pitching as a result of this, too. And I think he's done a pretty nice job, all things considered. But he's going to be able to have a day off here and there, especially when there's a lefty on the mound now. And I think it just makes everybody a little bit better because you got guys back in the roles that you want them in.
That's good news. Bauer is a tank. My goodness. Well, okay, so how do you feel now, Lane? Because there's a lot of injuries. I mean, and the Churio thing, on Twitter and TikTok, I mean, everybody was holding their breath. What did you think?
I just was kind of waiting to see what we found out from the Brewers, right? Like, we see guys foul pitches off of their feet or off of their ankles or off their shins a lot. It's always one of those things that you hold your breath a little bit because it can be a bad situation. Most of the time it turns out okay, but you just never know. So you just had to wait and see, and luckily for the Brewers, they got good news. They haven't gotten a ton of good news on the injury front, you know, to start this year, so it was nice that one turned out in their direction in that one.
Talk about the NL Central, Lane. I think a lot of people are surprised how everybody's kind of hovering around and competitive. What do you see when you look at the Central?
Well, it's the best division in baseball, I feel like, right now. You got the Cubs playing really good baseball. The Cardinals, I think, are the surprise right now in the division because they were expected to be a team rebuilding. But they have good, young, hungry players. We've seen Alec Burleson. That's a good player, and he's still hitting in the middle of this lineup. Jordan Walker has figured it out, and there was always immense potential from Jordan Walker, and they bring up a young guy in J.J. Weatherholt, who is a rookie and one of the big prospects in the game, and these guys show up here, and they're going to play with a certain type of energy. We've seen that a lot from the Brewers over the last couple of years. So the Cardinals are playing great baseball. They just won a series from the Dodgers. They swept in a four-game series from the Pirates before that. They'll be a big challenge for the Brewers here over these 3 days.
Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle in St. Louis. You sound fantastic at the ballpark, Lane. Thanks for being with us.
I am pleased to be with you. Thanks so much.
We'll talk to you next week.
You bet.